summer, you old Indian summer. You're the tear that comes after June time's laughter.
The weather will continue to change on and off for a long, long time.
It sure is changing. Officially, this is the last weekend of summer. I'm Keith Seinfeld here with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff, there's no hint of summer left.
I'm afraid that's right, Keith. We had 9 days of summer. We had 9 days where the temperatures were 80 or above, which actually was a record for September to have that many days in a row. But we have switched into a very different pattern. Temperatures the last few days have only been in the 60s, and it's not going to change very much. Today, Friday, well, it's going to be a partly cloudy day. There shouldn't be much rain, but there could be a few sun breaks. But, you know, it's going to be decent, but it's not going to be warm. Tomorrow, a weak front is coming in. And so there could be considerable clouds in the whole western side of Washington, Oregon, and temperatures, you know, getting up into the mid-60s and even some scattered showers. Not a terrible day, but, you know, not a great day, not like we had. And then the real weather cranks in on Sunday, a fairly strong Pacific weather system. You know, the strongest we've seen in a while is going to hit probably in the morning. And so we're going to have some light to moderate rain over the whole region, clouds. So it's going to be like a winter-type storm with extensive precipitation and clouds.
So Sunday's one of those days, if you're out at a kid's soccer game, you're going to need an umbrella.
Right. If I want to do something outdoorsy, I think I'd probably do it on Saturday. Sunday, for most of the area, is going to be wet, and it's going to be in the low 60s and not that great. There is an improvement on Monday and Tuesday. A ridge is going to develop high pressure. It will probably dry out, and temperatures will go back into the mid-60s. But then I'm afraid, looking at the long-term forecasting models, Wednesday and Thursday, it becomes extremely active, and we could get hit by another or maybe two strong weather systems. Looking at the maps, I'm looking at the large-scale maps over the hemisphere, things have really changed. We've gone from a summer-type pattern to a much more winter-like pattern. The jet stream is really strengthening, and the storm systems are moving south.
Wait a sec. We didn't have much of a summer, and you're saying we're already transitioning into a winter-type pattern?
Well, I'll call it a fall-like pattern at this point. You know, we've really made a transition out of the really warm stuff. I'm not saying we can't get another warm day or two. We could, and sometimes decent weather goes into October. But we've definitely made a transition in terms of the way the maps look and where the storm systems are.
Cliff, it's pretty hard to make a forecast, you know, a week or more ahead of time. And yet I hear people talking about, oh, we're going to have this kind of winter or that kind of winter. What do you know now about the months ahead?
Well, the only tool that we have that gives us any skill months ahead is the correlation between El Nino and La Nina and the weather here of the Northwest. Right now, the latest forecasts from the Climate Prediction Center and the latest diagnostics show that we are now in a weak La Nina situation. And it appears that we are going to stay in a weak La Nina situation into the winter, although there's some uncertainty.
And wait a sec. So La Nina is what we had last year, right? People, I know, have trouble keeping them straight. El Nino, La Nina.
La Nina is when we have colder than normal temperatures in the tropical Pacific. El Nino, when it's warmer than normal temperatures. Last year, we had a fairly strong La Nina. And La Ninas tend to bring us colder than normal temperatures, wetter conditions, and definitely more snowpack in the mountains. Now, sometimes we have a La Nina and we switch into El Nino or a neutral year the next year. But right now, the National Weather Service is going for a weak La Nina year.
Is that deja vu for last winter then?
Well, it's probably not going to be as strong. But I think we'll see some of the same conditions. And that is, you know, wetter than normal, more snow than normal, particularly after the new year.
The La Nina tells us about winter, but it doesn't really tell us about what happens between now and then. That's more uncertain, I guess.
That's right. The correlation of La Nina with our weather is mainly after January 1st. So that's when the correlation is really powerful. But right now, the National Weather Service, for their long-term forecasts, are going for wetter than normal conditions for the fall, but temperatures are not going one way or the other.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can learn more about La Nina and find a link to his blog at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.